taken a personal hatred against Dino Obasanjo, but this is a man who can never be trusted to observe any election in this African continent. Zimbabwe is in a fragile situation. The elections of Zimbabwe are very critical to this region, very critical to the whole African continent. We need a sober brain, a sober mind, a cool observer, a person who is not erratic, a person who has not betrayed Africa before, a person who has never used double standards, a person who has never failed election observers before.
You are suggesting that the former Nigerian president might have made some utterances in the past, and you also refer to the fact that he overthrew a democratically elected government. Is that a good reason for not wanting him to observe the elections?
It is not only that. Obasanjo has called for the removal of President Mugabe violently. He has also taken sides with Morgan Tsvangirai. It is very, very incredible for any official to take a man who has already taken sides to go and observe an election in a country that is facing uphill task to produce a free and a fair election. That's why we wrote our press statement with footnote fact in Ghana. Obasanjo created a problem when he was a leader of the observer team. In Togo, Obasanjo created a problem. In Senegal, Obasanjo created a problem. In DRC, when Obasanjo was a leader of the negotiation between Kunda and the Congolese government, he created a problem, aborted that mission. Obasanjo himself, he had no democratic credentials. He wanted to change the constitution in 2005 to run for a new term until the Nigerians refused. He's good for business, but he's not good for African democracy.
You mentioned that the Pan-African Forum has been a supporter of President Robert Mugabe. Are you then being biased in your argument against former President Obasanjo?
We have not only been supporters of President Mugabe, we have been supporting the entire country against sanctions. We are not rejecting Obasanjo because we hate MDC. No, we are on the same. The elections in Zimbabwe need a sober head, somebody whose track record is not littered with lies, with betrayal,